Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Next Monday at this time, it'll feel like it's 10 after 7, right? Because we move the clocks back an hour, actually, next Saturday night. Sunday morning, and I'll be talking about how my body's messed up for about 3 months. Dean Richards Entertainment News now, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design.
I'm the same way with the time change. That throws me off until it's time to change back.
Yeah. Some of us take longer than others to reset.
Right.
Let's talk about who went to see what at the movies over the weekend.
Big weekend again for Dune. We thought with all of the Halloween movies that were opening, Antlers and Last Night in Soho, Halloween Kills is out there right now, that they would have a spike in attendance. But Dune was the easy winner once again at the box office. As a matter of fact, we're looking at something very positive for the first time in a very, very, very long time. They had some records set at movie theaters. This past October was the best month of the entire past year. It's estimated that $638 million was spent on movie tickets during the month of October, and they are crediting that with James Bond, with the Venom 2. For some reason, people are still going and loving that movie. Just my opinion. Mm-hmm. And Dune is doing very, very well in the couple of weeks than it's been out. 49% more than a similar time last year. So we're doing okay at movies right now.
Yeah, I think when that Gucci movie comes out, that's going to be big, too.
Going to be a big
think?
One. That one, and this coming Friday, we've got the new Marvel movie, The Eternals, coming out, which is really, really, really good. So I think, we're in that season now where all the really great movies are going to start coming out. First batch is going to be Thanksgiving weekend, and then November, December is when all the big films come out.
Yeah, I think that'll get people to go again. The highlight of the rock and roll induction ceremony had to be Paul McCartney. What do you think?
Yeah, there were lots of highlights from what we can gather. They didn't release a lot of video because they're going to broadcast it all on HBO later in the month, but they did release a few clips, and I think definitely one of the highlights was Sir Paul McCartney inducting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the Foo Fighters. Here's Paul and Dave Grohl and a little of the song that they sang together.
Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah. Okay. Now, wow, how cool is this show?
I didn't prepare any sort of speech because I figured that I'd make it short, because the last 25 years has been me just like blah, 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 rock and roll, blah, 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 rock and roll, blah.
They sound pretty good, Paul and Dave Grohl, huh?
They sound fantastic. I mean, I'm a big Foo Fighters fan, but you know what? Paul McCartney still puts on one of the best shows that I've seen in concert. He still sounds great, still just, loaded up and filled with energy. As part of his induction speech, he talked about the similarities between Dave Grohl and that he was once part of a band called The Beatles. some of our audience may not know that. I actually had somebody call me once back in the old days when I was on music radio, saying that they had a bet. Could I settle the bet? Somebody told them that Paul McCartney was in a band before Wings.
That sounds like an urban legend.
That actually happened on my request line. I forget what station I was at, but it actually
Texaco,
happened.
I think.
Maybe. It might have been. Very, very possibly. But Paul talked about how he was in a band that broke up, and he started Wings, how Dave Grohl was in a band, Nirvana, that through tragic circumstances dissolved. And he started his own band, the Foo Fighters. Both have very little a formal musical training, but immersed themselves into rock and roll, and both went into what, you know, he called a vortex of rock and roll, that you go through this portal, and you are now part of the rock and roll culture, both he and Dave Grohl. I thought it was a really interesting comparison. Jay-Z was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for all of his contributions, both as a performer, as a producer, as a mega music mogul. The Foo Fighters I'd mentioned, Tina Turner was inducted into the ceremony. Carole King was inducted, rather, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Todd Rundgren, who we told you decided not to show up because he didn't like the... He doesn't think there should be a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for music. Those were all the performer inductees. There were others in technical, you know, categories and things like that. But I can't wait for this show. It's one of my favorite shows that I look forward to every year, and it's going to be the weekend of Thanksgiving weekend that they're going to broadcast it. The weekend before, Saturday, November 20th. On HBO and HBO Max.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching. I don't know if it'll be on at the same time. It doesn't really matter anymore. You can watch what you want, when you want. But that big Beatles three-night documentary will be on Disney Plus.
Let it be. Yeah. Let it be. Is that same weekend? I have to check the dates on that.
I know it's around Thanksgiving for sure.
I will definitely be immersed in the Beatles the same way I was with the Munsters yesterday for Halloween. I spent my Halloween watching Munsters reruns.
Nothing like Grandpa.
Oh, it's the best.
Continuing our entertainment report with Dean Richards. Dean, let's talk about Alec Baldwin after we listen to a little bit of what TMZ got on the side of the road in Vermont. Here's Alec Baldwin talking about that tragedy recently.
What has to happen now is we have to realize that when it does go wrong, and it's this horrible, catastrophic thing, some new measures have to take place. Rubber guns, plastic guns, no real armaments on set. That's not for me to decide. It's urgent. It's urgent that you understand. I'm not an expert in this field. So whatever other people decide is the best way to go in terms of protecting people's safety on film sets, I'm all in favor of, and I will cooperate with that in any way that I can.
Do you have any further projects in the works at the moment, or is everything on hold?
No, that's irrelevant to what we're talking about.
Right, fair enough.
Do you think production will start up again?
I doubt it.
That's the first time we've heard from him, right?
It's the first time that we heard from him, and we probably wouldn't have heard from him. That took place on Saturday. The photographers and reporters were following him. They've been following him everywhere that he went. He was trying to get away. He had his wife and children in a car, and this pack of reporters and photographers, very much like Princess Diana back in the day, there was a chase going on. So he finally decided to pull over to the side of the road and said, what do you want to know? I can't talk very much, not allowed to say very much because this is an ongoing investigation, but ask your questions and then please stop following me. You're scaring my children. You're scaring my wife. So he, took a few questions. As you heard him say, he can't talk about it. He talked about how he was very good friends with Helena Hutchins. They had dinner the first night of the shoot, the filming, rather, he's mortified by it all. He was asked if he's been in touch with Helena Hutchins' husband. He says that he has. He's very concerned for them and for their child. They have a little boy. You heard him talking about the future of the use of firearms in movies, and he said that, he hopes that there is some change in his happy to cooperate. They tried to get him to talk about some other things, but, he wanted to answer questions that reporters may have had, and then said, okay, now will you please stop following me? Please stop, harassing us. This is hard on us, too.
They're not going to stop. I don't think
so. No. I've seen these reporters. I've seen them, when we're doing interviews in Los Angeles and New York, the ones that are not invited in to do interviews are camped out in front of the hotels, and they follow these people. They follow them, and they wear them down. until, you know, trying to get them to do what Alec Baldwin did, finally stop and say, what do you want now, just leave me alone.
COVID cancellations to report this morning. What's the latest?
Yeah, we've got we haven't had this many at one time, but singer Bryan Adams had to cancel shows. He's actually was supposed to be at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction over the weekend, and he canceled because he's tested positive, even though fully vaccinated and showing no symptoms. John Bon Jovi was supposed to do a concert in Florida over the weekend. People were already in the auditorium when he got the test and found out that he was positive, so that show was canceled. The group Kiss has canceled their residency in Las Vegas for now. They're not saying exactly why, but recently the band had to cancel shows because the band's guitar tech, a member of the crew, died of COVID last month. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley both have had COVID. On a related note to that, Ice Cube has turned down a $9 million movie role because of a vaccine mandate on a movie that he was supposed to start with Jack Black. They signed the deals. Producers requested that the entire cast be vaccinated, and Ice Cube said, "I'll pass." Walked away from a $9 million contract for that.
Must be nice, huh?
So.
And quickly, we want to mention a showbiz memoir coming out.
Yeah, we've got this new memoir from Cal Penn. He's the actor who played Kumar and Harold in Kumar's three movies that came out. Has a new memoir that has just come out called You Can't Be Serious, in which he comes out as gay. Says he's been with the same partner now for 11 years. And he announces in the memoir that they are engaged. So congratulations to them.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you then.